Welcome to the Bank Talent HQ podcast with your host, Brian Hoffman. Bank Talent HQ, talent gathers here.
Welcome to the Bank Talent HQ podcast. Today on the podcast, we want to welcome back Joe Mikloff. Joe is president of Grow Up Sales and one of our Bank Talent HQ coaches. And Joe, we're moving into third quarter, and a lot of lenders are starting to kind of see things open up again. And what are some things our lenders need to do as they start to really contact their customers and go back after business again?
Yeah, this has always been my favorite time of the year because we're at the halfway point of the year. And I've always asked bankers to think about the year as either half empty or half full, using that glass half full, glass half empty analogy. And so now's the time to be re-engaging. So bank leaders out there, re-engage your staff and ask them, is the year half over? Or is it, you know, just begun? Is the year half empty or half full? And you want to get a sense of how optimistic they are about achieving their annual goals, or pessimistic. And they may not have achieved their goals, their halfway point of their goals this year. That's okay, but they could have a nice, healthy pipeline. So the most important thing right now is reflection. Reflection on people's feelings and mood. We've had an extraordinary 18 months. I'm hearing from a lot of bankers that they're feeling already like 2021 is a positive year. So they're definitely excited about achieving their targets for the year, even if they haven't hit them. But there's still a lot of bankers out there who are concerned about hitting their annual targets. And there's still a hangover effect from 2020.
So Joe, can you give our listeners some tactics they should follow over the next 3 to 6 months that would help them?
So one of the things is, so at this point in time, at the halfway point of the year, there's five things that I've always encouraged bankers to think about. Take the time, sit down with your colleagues, sit down with your leaders and workshop these five things, these five R's as I call them. The first is review your pipeline. So by now, your pipeline should be looking nice and healthy. We know that there's a lag time when it comes to bringing on new clients. We all know that. And if your pipeline isn't nice and healthy with lots of opportunities by the end of quarter three, then it's going to be difficult for you to close off the year and exceed your targets. So right now, we need to review your pipeline. Are the prospects in your pipeline genuine prospects, or are you wasting your time on people who have no intention of moving to your bank or refinancing and doing that loan with you? Now's the time to review your pipeline, cull it. Only make sure that the people in that pipeline are genuinely interested in moving forward with you. You know who the decision makers are, and that they're giving you access to their time and the information you need. The second R is re-engage your contacts. Well, some of you may be thinking, well, is this existing clients? Sure, re-engage with existing clients and ask them if they're needing any additional financing. As the economy reopens, businesses now are looking for help from their bank to assist them with working capital, other capital investments, marketing programs, and they're looking to hire more people, so they may need some assistance with funding payroll. There's lots of reasons why businesses right now are seeking your help. You did a great job with the PPP over the last 18 months. Now you want to provide more capital to help those businesses grow, not just save them, grow. So re-engage with your existing clients, and especially those PPP clients, those new PPP clients. Don't just talk to them about their commercial lending, talk to them about all their banking needs, mortgages, deposits, succession planning, insurance, wealth management. There's so many things you can be speaking to your existing clients about, especially those PPP clients. The third R is research your targets. Now's a great time of the year. If you're feeling a little pessimistic, have you been approaching the right targets? Is your current target market ideal for you to grow your bank, to grow your portfolio? Have you been targeting manufacturing firms, and that manufacturing firms may not be borrowing at the moment? Have you been targeting retail firms? Or if you're just targeting small businesses in general, are you clear about what small businesses need from you right now? Remember, it's not about saving them anymore. It's about helping them grow. So research your target market. Reflect upon the local targets in your area, what their specific needs are, and then you can develop strategies to re-engage them. So research your targets if you haven't done so ever and get confident that they have needs that you can satisfy. The fourth R is refine your scripts. Refine your scripts. So here we are at the halfway point, and you may be thinking, I mean, especially now that the economy is reopening, we're meeting in person more and more. And you may be thinking, geez, I'm not getting the number of meetings that I'd like to get. I'm not meeting enough prospects, enough clients. Well, maybe it's because of the scripts, how you're asking for those meetings. If you're outreaching to prospects or clients and all you want to do is talk about your bank and what you have to offer, then they're not really interested because it's all about you. Refine your scripts. You've just done a great job, as I've suggested, researching your target market. Great. Knowing what your target market needs are, challenges are, problems are. So now develop calling scripts, email scripts, letters, marketing, right, that are specifically targeted to those needs. Refine your scripts and you will find that you'll get a lot more meetings in this second half of the year. The final R, and especially if there's bankers out there who are feeling a little pessimistic about their achieving their annual targets this year, the final R is request referrals. Again, all of you have done such an incredible job with the PPP. Those clients love you. And there's so much more you can do with those clients as we've already talked about in re-engaging. But you know what else you can do? Ask them for a referral. You've done so much for them. They're so pleased with the way you help save their business and fund their payroll that they'd be absolutely willing. And I know a lot of you asked for PPP referrals. You did a great job of asking for PPP referrals. Well, now ask them for other commercial client referrals. You know, who else may be needing a new bank? Right now, small businesses more than ever are rethinking who their financial partners should be. They absolutely are rethinking who their financial partners should be based on the experience they've had with their bank over the last 18 months. Make sure that you are the preferred financial partner, not only for your clients, but for your clients' network.
And Joe, if you had one thing to tell our listeners today, you know, kind of what to concentrate on the last, you know, 6 months to get ready for the, you know, for 2022, which will be here before we know, what would it be?
So pipeline is your life. And so it is really important that you meet as many prospects and clients as possible. It's so cool that the economy is reopening. A lot of people are saying they're zoomed out. Well, I'm hearing that still not a lot of people did a lot of Zoom meetings. That's okay. We're getting comfortable with that. So you've been waiting for this moment. This is the moment. So whatever is happening in your world, make sure that every week you allocate time, you manage your time accordingly so you're meeting with clients and meeting with prospects, getting those face-to-face meetings in now. Make sure that you're asking all the right questions to understand all their strategic goals. A lot of people have rethought their goals over the last 12 months. Fill your pipeline with lots of meetings, lots of discussions, and exploration for your clients and prospects' needs. And if you get that right, then sure, you may fall short in 2021, but gosh, you'll be well set up for a highly successful 2022.
We want to thank Joe for being on the podcast today. For more tips and information from Joe, make sure you check out the Bank Talent HQ website and blog at www.banktalenthq.com. You can also check out Joe's website at www.growupsales.com. Our third quarter job promotion is in full swing. You can save 50% off a 30-day job post by using the coupon code 50SUMMER. That's all one word and capitalized. The coupon expires 9/30 of 2021. In addition, we just announced our next virtual career fair on September the 21st. More information can be found on our website under the Industry Opportunities tab and click on Virtual Career Fair. As always, make sure you're following us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram for all the latest jobs, news, blogs, podcasts, and more. Thank you for joining us, and remember, talent gathers here.